The flag bearer of the United Renaissance Party says his priority is to commercialize farming if voted into power. He told Radio Ghana that proactive measures will be put in place to prevent post-harvest losses and ensure that storage facilities are provided to store what is harvested. Mr. Wayo spoke to George Ankra.
There's a better life they can live, not going around drinking from holes in the ground with animals and stuff like that. I tell them they're human beings, and they all pay taxes to the government, and they have a right as a human being to water and 3 square meals a day. That's their God-given right, but the government is not doing it for them, you know, so I would do it. When I get the power, I'll do it for them. The farmers don't get no social, have any pension schemes. The market women, which is the majority of the women, they don't get any pension scheme. They pay taxes all the time, and the officials take the money and buy Pajeros and fly in first class. You know, and the people don't have nothing.
But Kofi, you have forgotten that government has put in place a tier-tier pension scheme for
I don't
everybody.
See it. I don't see it.
The people will have to go and register and pay.
Well, I don't see it. They don't see it. Why don't you tell them about it?
We've been telling them. However, you know Ghana is an agricultural country.
Yes.
What do you intend to do when you come to power in terms of agricultural production of this nation?
I'm going to commercialize farming. Since over 70% of people are farmers, but we can't feed ourselves, we're going to have large commercial farms, like 100,000 acres, 50,000 acres, 30,000 acre farms. You know, we're going to raise corn, for example. Our people's need is corn, cassava, plantain, and mankani and yam, right? This the people got to have in abundance. You know, what I intend to do, that in 4 years, you should be able to eat a pretty nice meal with a 50 peswa or one cedi. Should be able to eat pretty good. You know, that's my plan. We're going to have huge farms. I'm going to start a commodity trading system here, you know, and then storage systems. I'm going to reincarnate Kwame Nkrumah's silos right away for the storage system where the farmers can store their goods. They can trade in even cassava, can trade futures in it, pork, beef, and all that stuff. You know, the fish, you can store your fish, you know, and for up to a year. If the prices are low, the government would pay you a certain amount of money. And when the prices are high, we pay you your money and we deduct what you already got out of it. Bring the and then we educate the farmer, you know, so he knows how to keep records. Our farmers don't keep records. You understand? We train them to know how to apply fertilizer and to read and write and keep records. That's how you can transform them.
On education, Mr. Wayo said he does not believe in free senior high school and insisted that people will pay fees according to their ability.
Well, I don't call it free education. I'm saying state-supported education, you know. I'm going to have a system called pay according to your ability. If you're from a well-to-do family, you know, they should pay the school fees. If you're from a poor family, the government will subsidize your education for you. What is the threshold of poverty here? And what is the threshold of a middle class here? We have to determine that.
How would you do that?
Well, first of all, you got to get economists, and then you got to get statisticians. And then with these people, you sit down and create this threshold. For example, we don't have standards. We have to create standards that in education, this is the standard we're looking for. So the kids get out of high school, he must know how to do this and that and that and that and that. And you have to stay in school until you're 18 years old. You can't get out of school unless you're 18 years old. You got to stay in school compulsory until you're 18. When you're 18, you become a man. You understand? If you don't want to continue, that's your problem. But there'll be a vocational schools available. There'll be a polytechnics available. But I'm going to practicalize them. You understand? What I'm going to do is, if you're in a polytechnic, like electronic area, we're going to bring radios. You got to build the radio. You got to build, dismantle. You got to know how to work and make it. You don't get out like they do now, just rote learning now that we have here. That's where everything falls apart here, because everybody went to school, good morning, teacher, how are you, I'm fine, thank you, and you. Nobody questions anything, you see? And so the whole system is rigid, it's the real rigid. People are not allowed to think. We have to give them freedom to think, okay? This is what we're going to do.
Presidential candidate of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo.